The Apostle Paul had to plead his cause before the Roman governor and King Agrippa in the Praetorium at Caesarea. He stood in front of the noble assembly, which was presided by the king and his sister Bernice. Having been given permission to speak, Paul began his defense. So he stretched out his hand and said, King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today to make my defense concerning the accusations of the Jews, because I know you are well acquainted with all the Jewish customs and controversies. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. The Jews know the way I have lived since my childhood among my people and in Jerusalem. They know that I was a member of the strictest party of our religion, the Pharisees. And now it is because of my hope in God's promise that I am on trial today, the very promise that all Israel hopes to see fulfilled. It is because of this hope, O King, that I am being accused by the Jews. Why should any of you consider it incredible that God raises the dead? It is true that to begin with, I was convinced I ought to do everything possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and that is just what I did in Jerusalem. I put many of God's people in prison, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. I often had them punished in the synagogues and tried to force them to blaspheme. I even went to foreign cities to persecute them. It was for this purpose that I went to Damascus, with the authority and orders of the chief priests. About noon, O King, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Hebrew, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Then I asked, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now stand up. I have come to appoint you as my servant, and as a witness of what you have seen today and what I will show you. I am sending you to the Gentiles, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among the chosen people. And so, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. I have preached everywhere, first in Damascus, then in Jerusalem and Judea, and among the Gentiles, that people must repent and turn to God. That is why the Jews seized me in the temple courts and tried to kill me. But God has kept me to this day. And so I witness to everyone, small and great alike, announcing what the prophets and Moses had foretold, that the Messiah would suffer and be the first to rise from the dead, so that the light of salvation could be proclaimed to the Jews and to the Gentiles. At this point, Festus interrupted Paul, saying in a loud voice, You are out of your mind, Paul. Your great learning is driving you mad. Paul was well aware that the cross of Christ was a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. So he replied calmly, I am not mad, most excellent Festus. What I am saying is true and reasonable. The king knows all about these things, for none of this happened in secret. Then turning to Agrippa, he said, Do you believe the prophets? I know you do. The king replied, Do you think you will make me a Christian in so short a time? Paul answered, Short time or long, I pray God that you and all who are here today may become what I am, except for these chains. Then the king rose and left the room, followed by his sister Bernice and all the others. As they talked with each other, they agreed, saying, This man has done nothing that deserves death or imprisonment. Agrippa added, He could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar. Next episode, Paul sails for Rome.